Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever? Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts, okay?
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode.
Welcome.
We take your voicemails and your email questions and we answer them to the best of our ability. Limited ability. But please know, though our ability may be limited,
our passion for your questions is not.
And our earnest attempt at answering them also not.
Exactly. So, Kate, how should we kick things off today?
Dori, today we're going to start with an email from a listener who is responding to a previous mini episode.
Okay.
It's a microblading story. This person writes, "Hi, Kate and Dori, big fan and wanted to write in to tell you about my microblading experience. First, let me tell you, I had horrible eyebrows. Horrible! That's on all caps. My hair is so fine that only half of my eyebrows were visible. My brother lovingly called me half brow.
Wow.
That's loving. I finally decided to take the plunge and pay the cost of $500 to get microblading. I was tinting my eyebrows every 5 weeks, so it was about the same cost annually, but up front instead of $35 every 5 weeks.
I guess that's a good way to think about
it. Yeah. The process took about 4 hours, and it does hurt, but only while it's being done.
Four hours.
Yeah, that's long.
That is long.
I've heard it's like getting a tattoo, but I don't have any of those, so can't say from personal experience. The worst part is the healing, because your eyebrows go dark, and I mean really dark. When people are used to seeing you with no eyebrows, it can be quite a shock. After about 10 days, you will see the results, and let me tell you, it changed my life.
Wow.
I'm more confident now and don't have to wear makeup if I don't want to. I hope this will help someone else that may hate their eyebrows with their decision and bring them all the confidence they deserve."
Well, I'm now pro microblading.
I mean, this is just one person's experience.
I'm on board.
You sold it so well, listener.
You sold it, thin-haired listener.
Half brow?
Half brow.
That's a very specific nickname. I'm not even sure my brother knows that I have eyebrows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty specific.
Also, like, siblings are so good at like honing in on that insecurity of yours. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. They can find the thing and then just hammer it.
Yeah, like he totally knew that she was insecure about her eyebrows. So he made fun of her.
So,
siblings.
Anyway, so we did have a question about if microblading is worth it. This is just one person's experience. Would love to hear more.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe someone's had a negative experience.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to share more microblading journeys,
Hit us up.
Dori, do you want to read this second email question? It's a bit long. It's a journey.
I would love to. "Hi, Kate and Dori. I need a little advice. I'm getting married next August, yay, to the man of my dreams. I'm really excited about everything except for choosing bridesmaids. I'm set on 6 bridesmaids. I have 2 sisters, 2 best friends from high school, and 2 best friends from college. The one issue I'm having is my closest friend from childhood. She's a great person, and we've stayed friends even though we haven't lived in the same city since we were maybe 8 years old, 22 years ago. However, I feel as though she's simply not invested in my relationship. I want the people who stand by my side on my wedding day to be people people who have made a point to get to know my fiance and support us as a couple since we began dating over 3 years ago. That friend has never even met my fiance. I've been to visit her and her now husband twice in that time, yet she's never been to visit us. Her wedding was limited to family, so I, quote, stood up in the friends-only destination celebration she and her husband had, where plus ones were not invited. She and her husband even flew into our city en route to a vacation with other friends and didn't even let us know that they were in the same state until the trip was over. At the same time, she's been a great friend to me. She'll shoot me thinking about you text messages, send fun gifts in the mail to surprise me, and has always been there for me. I know it would completely crush her to not be included in my wedding party, but for all the reasons above, I just don't know that I feel like she cares about my relationship, especially when compared to the sisters and friends I know I want by my side. Do I need to break the news to her about why she's not included? Will this end our friendship? How do I put myself first without breaking the heart of someone who's been a close friend for over 25 years? Should I add a seventh bridesmaid, even though I'm OCD and really just want an even number? Should I go the Dory route and cut everyone out of the party, even though I know I'd love to have those six with me that day? Help! Any advice you could provide would be very, very welcome. Kate.
Yes, Dory.
We were discussing this email briefly before we started recording. I think we both have many thoughts.
Lots of thoughts. Look, the first thing I'm going to say is it's your wedding. So do what you want. Now, that also means you have to be responsible for your actions. And if this person expresses hurt for not being included, you need to own it and be honest about it. Because, you know, like, again, I say you can, you know, you make your choices because it's your day. But I think you also have to be respectful of this friendship and be straightforward. Now, I don't know if I agree with you, listener, that this person has not been a good friend. Well, you've not said that.
She says she has been a good friend to me, but that she doesn't know that I feel like she cares about my relationship.
So I don't know if it's this friend's responsibility to care about your partner or your relationship. I think they should be obviously respectful to them if and when they meet, but this person is your friend. And I guess I'm having a hard time. You listed all these wonderful things about this person that I'm having a hard time understanding the negative feelings. Am I expressing myself well, Dory?
Yeah, you are.
So I don't think you have to include them, but I would maybe take a step back and examine your expectations of this friend. Because I know, like, when I had bridesmaids and it was very hard to include everybody who I wanted to include. But I was including people whose relationship is important to me. And I did not, and this is just me, I did not review how, you know, what effort they've gone they've made to connect with my spouse. Now, is that something that is important to you, Dory? I don't.
I didn't have bridesmaids.
That's right. So what would you say to this listener?
You know, I've gone over this in previous episodes where we talked about friendship. I'm more of like a big tent person. And it's like, is it that much skin off your back to have another bridesmaid? To me, no. To her, maybe. But that's like a decision you have to make.
There's also the factor of wanting an even number.
Which I don't understand. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just going to say that.
OCD can be debilitating in that regard.
Yeah.
I don't have a balance
thing.
But I do. I kind of understand the like way that we'll eat at this person. So maybe have eight.
Maybe have eight.
If you don't want to hurt this person's feelings and want to include them.
Kate, I think your advice, though, about needing to be straightforward with this friend about if you decide that she is not a bridesmaid is really important. I think you do owe it to her to say, look, I don't feel like you're invested in my relationship. And that is something that is really important to me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair for you to just not have her as a bridesmaid and not tell her why.
Okay. Interesting.
Because as you say, she's a really close friend.
Yeah.
But I also think you might be holding her to an unrealistic expectation of friendship.
Well, I will say this email connected with me because I have one of my best friends is engaged and getting married, and I haven't met their future partner yet. And it's not for lack of desire. I'm very excited to meet their partner. I've stalked them on Facebook and the internet.
They don't live in LA, I assume?
No, they live in California. Okay. But it's just, you know, like life and scheduling and family and money and all that crap has not worked out that I've had a chance to meet them yet.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it's not because I am not so excited for my friend and like excited about their relationship and eager to meet this person that my friend loves so much. So I would say maybe give this other person the benefit of the doubt. This, you know, and there is stuff like the stuff about traveling through your city and them not calling you. Like, I'm sure they were probably busy and going on a trip. But I also understand how that can hurt. I've been in both spots.
I also have a new perspective on this because there were a couple times when friends who I thought were like close friends were in LA and didn't tell me. And I got really upset about it. And a couple times once I actually called them out on it and they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. We were in town for like a night. We had to do all this stuff with family and, you know, and they had no time and they were like, but next time I'll just tell you I'm going to be in town, but I don't have time to see you. And that's what I do now too. Like if I'm going to New York where I have a lot of friends, but I'm only going to be there for like 2 days, I will reach out to a couple of people who I might not have time to see and say, hey, just a heads up, I'm going to be in New York, but you know, I have to do this stuff with family or whatever, and I'm not going to have time to hang out.
So it doesn't feel like you're hiding.
It doesn't feel like you can't post on social media. So I think that's just like a nice courtesy. So, I see why this person might have been upset about that.
Can I make a suggestion to this listener?
Yes.
Why don't you, before you decide on the bridesmaid thing, why don't you reach out to this friend and say, hey, I love you so much. I'm so glad we've been friends since we were kids. I would really love... like, can we figure out a way for you to find time to come visit or, you know, express the fact that you're sad that they haven't met your spouse? I think
it's, maybe they don't know.
They might not know. I don't know what's going on in that person's life. We don't have enough background info,
mm-hmm.
but I would give them the benefit of the doubt that they're not going out of their way to be invested in your relationship. I feel like I'm running in circles on this question. I'm just saying, like, talk to your friend if they're that important to you.
Communication.
Yes. And then, you know, if the conversation goes poorly, you might be like, oh.
Yeah, but exactly.
Anyway, well,
we've solved that.
We've solved that one. Like we said, we're
like
earnest.
Like the experts that we are.
Yep, might not be able, but we're earnest.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a short break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. 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 I've
drawn
the line.
Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift.
all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
So Kate, I want to read this email from a listener who had a suggestion based on something that we talked about in a recent mini-ep.
Let's do it.
Which is about gym showering.
Making them a self-care experience.
Yep. All right. I wanted to recommend one of my favorite products, Eucalyptus Shower Mist.
Mm-hmm.
I first encountered this product at a super posh spa in Laguna Beach, and it is a life changer. The brand I bought is $30 per bottle, and I've had mine for 7 months with plenty left. You spray a little right into the hot water after your shower gets steamy, and it makes your shower and your bathroom smell just like a spa. Wow.
Okay, so this jogged my memory because I actually keep eucalyptus oil in my shower.
Oh my goodness.
And on days where I just need like a little refreshing or awakening, I just pour some drops into the bottom of my shower, and the very like sharp, delicious eucalyptus
Ooh,
scent.
Ooh, what a treat.
Rises in the steam.
Oh my goodness. So this listener had a specific brand suggestion, European spa source, but she also thinks that you can probably get something similar on Etsy, or she also suggests you could maybe even DIY it with essential oils in a spray bottle.
Yes. And I just keep the essential oil bottle in my shower. And I believe I bought that at, you know, like Whole Foods or Sprouts.
I mean, this could be a game changer.
It really is. Just the smell is really refreshing.
Yeah.
It does make it feel like a bit more of a luxurious experience.
Totally.
Great tip.
Great tip.
Excellent tip.
So I think we have a voicemail.
Yes, we do. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dory. Love you ladies and your podcast. I have a question which I'm hoping you can help me out with. My husband and I have been together for over 10 years and we have two kids together. We are a bit unusual in that we have never been with anyone else. Our sex life has always been pretty vanilla, and I do enjoy sex a lot, but I've become more dissatisfied that I've never had an orgasm, maybe because of the contemporary romance novels I've been reading. Maybe they are giving me an unrealistic idea of what sex is supposed to be like. I know some women never have an orgasm, and it's something I would like to experience, but I'm not sure where to start. I grew up in a socially conservative immigrant household, and I feel very hesitant about talking about sex in general, in part because I don't really know myself what feels good. He's definitely open to trying different things if it is important to me, but I think I have to take the lead on this one because he's content with how things are now between us. Was hoping you have some suggestions. Thanks.
Listener, I just want to say that I'm so freaking stoked that you wrote into us. Thank you for sharing this question with us.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of thoughts that I have written down. And the first one is, let's get you orgasming.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think it's so crucial for you to experience pleasure in this way. And I would love to help you figure it out. And I think it's, I don't think that you are, that there's anything wrong with wanting this. Like,
no.
Yes, 100%. Totally. You should be experiencing orgasmic stimulation, both with your partner and by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of thoughts, and I did a little bit of research, and I'm going to link to all these things on our website. So if you're listening, go to forever35podcast.com when this episode airs, and I will have all these links because I started Googling. My first step, I think, for you would be to, one, I think it's awesome you're reading sexy contemporary romance novels, and I don't think it's giving you an unrealistic expectation of what sex should be. Sex should be about your pleasure as well as your partner's.
Yeah, and if something in those books turns you on...
Awesome.
Great.
Great. Go with that.
Yeah.
Keep reading more of them and finding what things do, like find out more things that turn you on. Okay. So my first thought would be to get a vibrator. And then my second thought would be to start exploring on YouTube. There are lots of really wonderful kind of sex educators and sex positive YouTube personalities who talk about finding your clitoris and having an orgasm, masturbation, talking about orgasming with your partner. There's a wealth of knowledge. So I think that you can start doing some research if this is something that you want to keep really private. Put your computer on whatever that private screen mode is and start Googling. I did happen to come across Bustle. Bustle, let me tell you, has written a lot of things about. They know how to.
They also have great SEO.
I was going to say, they know their way around SEO because every link I kept finding was to Bustle. But they had an article about how to use a vibrator for the first time, which linked to a sex therapist who offers a course on how to orgasm. Now, I have not taken this course. I don't know the sex therapist, but I'm going to link to it so you can check that out. I would also then just start like exploring, doing some research. But I think a really good vibrator for you to use just with yourself, so you start to get comfortable knowing what feels good for you, is maybe the way to go. And then I would say including your partner in this, like your pleasure should be a top priority in your sexual relationship with them. And I would say like a way to position it to your husband, like your husband has been orgasming for 10 years with you because you've made 2 children. So we know at least 2 times, and I'm assuming they are your biological children that you have made through sexual intercourse. The way that you can explain like the thing that you feel when you ejaculate, I am not feeling, and it's possible for me to feel it, and I would like to get there. Because that might be a way for him to understand that even though sex can feel really good not having an orgasm, it will feel even better when you do. And I think the thing to focus on, and again, Dory and I are definitely not experts in this, we're not sex therapists.
Sexperts.
We're not sexperts, but we are sexual.
We've had sex.
We have done it. I would say get a clitoral vibrator. And I'm going to link you to some vibrator suggestions, to some websites. I don't want to go on and on too hardcore on this episode, but Lilo vibrators, Dame vibrators, you could go to adamandeve.com. Not a sponsor of this podcast, but if they want to hook this listener up with a vibrator, hit us up, adamandeve.com. Dory, I'm just rattling here. I'm going to find, I asked for recommendations from some friends for some vibrators, and I'm going to pull those up. Do you have any thoughts while
I do have some thoughts. I think that another thing, in addition to kind of communicating to your husband that this is something you really want and need, I think also while you're having sex, it's important to be communicative and to say, that feels good. That doesn't feel good. Do this. Don't do that. You know, do this harder, do this softer. Can we, you know, can I be on top? Can it, like, I want to do it doggy style. Like, I think you just have to be, you have to, I think you have to figure out what feels good to you and then communicate that to your husband and help him help you.
Yeah. And make it, if you can, like something that you guys do together, a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's great you're taking the lead on this, but I also think it can be really powerful to empower your partner with the knowledge once you're getting more comfortable that of like what feels good to you.
I mean, you guys could even watch porn together.
I was also going to say porn is a great place to, you might want to start looking at some porn.
Yeah.
Porn together, or like pass him the sexy book that you're reading. Maybe there's a passage or a sex act in the book. Mm-hmm. Sex act. Does that sound so like I'm a 90-year-old person?
Clinical.
Yes. But maybe there was something that really like turned you on or that excited you or that you want to try. I would pass that over to your husband and be like, let's try this together. And it might be like goofy and silly for a minute, but it also could be really hot.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
I would say like just don't be inhibited. Try not to be inhibited as much as you can.
Now, I think this is also something that if you're feeling like you're having a hard time communicating together on this topic, if you can involve a counselor or a therapist, this seems like a great topic to bring up in counseling.
Totally.
And an expert might be able to help you figure out ways to get there together.
Yeah.
A couple other people gave me so many good vibrator recommendations. Shout out to the women who offered me these. I'm going to make a little list for in this episode. I will put them together. But there's one that has come up a lot called the Womanizer, which seems kind of like in the world of vibrators, like an advanced vibrator, but it simulates oral sex.
Oh.
Yeah. So it has like a sucking ability. I've never used it.
Okay.
But, instead of like a vibrating situation. That's one that gets recommended to me by women friends a lot. But I think a very basic like silver bullet vibrator might be a good place to just start exploring with yourself.
Totally.
And the thing that's nice about a small vibrator is that you can include it in your sex with your partner and he can use it on you too.
Yep.
Or you use it on yourself.
Yep.
There's vibrating things he can put on his dick.
The vibrating possibilities are endless.
It's endless. So don't be afraid to explore. I know it can be really hard coming from a community or a background where sex is not talked about. I certainly come from a repressive Puritan world where I didn't talk about sex, but I think it's really awesome that you're becoming proactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling us.
We really want you to have an orgasm. So please update us. And if there's something, listeners, this is a great place to chime in.
We totally
can, help this listener out. And the listener who called in, I don't know if you're in the Facebook group, but I feel like you would maybe find a really supportive community there.
There's also a marriage support Facebook subgroup where I believe this topic has actually come up.
So that if you are a Facebook user, those might be places to come lurk and explore. But we are here for you.
Yes.
And on that note,
we're going to take another short break.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how
not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So, Kate, I believe we have this one last email.
One more. Here we go.
Would you like me to read it? Because I think this is more your area of expertise.
Oh, sure.
All right. Hey, ladies. Love y'all. Love the pod. Love the realness story. Congrats on entering the second trimester and feeling better. Thank you so much. Kate, I think you could help with my question, and it's something that Dory may find interesting and relevant. Talk to me about boobs post-nursing. My son is turning one in a few weeks, and I've been nursing slash pumping since he was born. I'm slowly starting the weaning process. Since he was born, I've been wearing the comfy bras that you can sleep in. Yes, even under work clothes, because it is just easier. No idea what to do once I'm done nursing slash pumping, since my size is so different, and I miss wearing normal bras. Girlfriends have also told me that after nursing, your boobs get very small. I'm stumped on what to do with my boobs during this transition, but would like to do something that makes me feel better about my body. I've really struggled to lose the baby weight, and I'm just now making progress and starting to feel better. Honestly, advice on bras generally would be super helpful too. Take it away, Kate Spencer.
Okay, so I want to say, I did not necessarily experience my boobs getting smaller after I stopped breastfeeding, but they were looser, certainly a little saggier. That's just how they are now. So I would say one thing that really helped me both with kind of readjusting my boob situation and also the changes in my body is to buy new stuff that you like. And I went through a phase, I'll get back to bras, but I will say about the whole post-baby body stuff, I went through a phase after both my kids where it was like, well, once I lose the weight, I'll get myself new clothes. And then I kind of came to realize like, this is my body now. I don't need to be putting off buying myself new clothes that are going to make me feel good. I should go out and invest in stuff that's going to make me feel good now. This could be my new size forever. I might lose this weight. I might gain more weight. Who knows? But right now, I deserve clothes that make me feel great. And after both my kids, I think I went to Old Navy and I bought myself, like, you know, some new jeans that felt and looked good, some shirts that felt and looked good. So I wasn't trying to wear my old clothes from before I had my kids, and I wasn't, you know, getting into some vicious cycle about not feeling good about how I looked. I bought clothes that made me feel really great. So my same advice would be for bras. I would, depending on how much money you want to invest in this experience, go get yourself fitted for a nice bra. And I would say the fitting part is key, because an expert in the bra fitting area is going to then put you in a bra that fits your boobs great and makes you feel awesome. There are bra stores. There's one here in Los Angeles that I went to. It's actually for bigger breasted women. It's called Jeanette.
I love Jeanette.
Jeanette's great, but I think they start at a high size. I think you have to be like a 34D. I don't remember exactly, but there are many bra stores. You can get fitted at department stores. Nordstrom, I know, does fittings. So I would invest in a great fitting bra, and I would make sure you go and get measured first and let them help you size you, get fitted. I've found, like, when I go and get fitted for bras, the people who work there, they just come right in. They've seen a million boobs, and they'll just come in with you, get you all tightened in and fit in. They'll know where there's, like, the gaping spots that aren't supposed to be there. You know, they will be able to help you determine what fits right. And just having your boobs in order just makes, I don't know, makes me feel better in my clothes, makes my posture better. So that would be my number one suggestion. I think you could also explore, you know, once I find a brand of bra I like, I then try to find it at a discount. So I like, Wacol is a line I wear. They're kind of pricey, but I like, once I know my size in those bras, I dig through Nordstrom Rack, do some Googling online. You could also visit our sponsor, Third Love. They make really nice, comfortable bras, and they do half sizes. So that might help with adjustments. Again, they're sponsored, but I'm saying this just because I'm actually wearing their bra right now. They fit really comfortably. So I hope that helps. Dory, did you know that your boobs are going to go crazy?
They're already going crazy. I feel like I've grown like 3 sizes.
You probably have. I mean, it's like insane. Your boobs go through such a transformation. And then when all that milk comes in, and it's just a whole, it's a whole thing.
I know. I'm like, how much bigger can they possibly get?
I'm going to tell you, they can get a lot bigger.
Oh,
they
God.
Will. They will. But all listener, right. Like, nothing feels better, I think, than getting rid of the, like, stop wearing, if you're wearing maternity pants and leggings, stop wearing them. Buy regular pants in whatever size you are. Stop wearing the nursing bras if you can, even though I know they're comfortable. Like, it helps you mentally start, I think, to kind of come back into yourself. On that note,
we
are going to say goodbye.
Yeah. Should we remind people how they can get in touch with us?
Please call us at 781-591-0390 or email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And as mentioned, all those vibrators I talked about and other info, anything mentioned on the podcast, can be found on our website under this specific episode at forever35podcast.com.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.